You're listening to SBS News.
The global number of COVID-19 deaths is climbing towards 4 million, with its current tally at more than 3.8 million, according to Johns Hopkins University. India, one of the hardest hit countries by the virus, still reeling from a disastrous second wave of the pandemic, is rushing to lift restrictions in a bid to revitalize its economy. In the state of Agra, the iconic Taj Mahal reopened to the public this week. Only 650 tourists will be allowed inside the premises at any point of time. The monument usually attracts an average of over 20,000 people per day. One tourist, Rashi, says she's thrilled to be able to leave her house.
We were caged inside our homes for a long time, and it has opened up after a long time. Things have opened up from today. Otherwise, everything was shut, including industries, cafes, restaurants, and people are desperate and unemployed. I think this is how we help them, by encouraging tourism. There should be no compromise with safety, though. You can probably start coming out in places like this where social distancing is possible. The arrangements are good. Ticket sales are online. It feels nice to come here.
India's health ministry has reported 62,000 new COVID-19 infections overnight. Meanwhile, the Indian government has defended its decision to double the gap between the two doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to up to 16 weeks, after backlash from advisers. Some European countries also plan on opening up their economy, with the European Union governments agreeing to add the United States to their list of countries from which they will allow non-essential travel. EU countries have been recommended to gradually lift travel restrictions for Australia, Israel, Japan, New Zealand, Rwanda, Singapore, South Korea, and Thailand. In France, the government is lifting a nationwide nighttime curfew 10 days earlier than anticipated, as daily coronavirus infections are falling. Those restrictions have been in place since late last year. French President Emmanuel Macron says he is impressed with their progress.
We can be satisfied with our strategy, which was to take proportionate measures according to our results. We look at where we are and we adapt. It's now 15 days since the latest decisions, and we saw that we can adapt measures. We do it with the satisfaction of being able to progress because of our good results and collective discipline and our effort to get vaccinated, but also with caution because it's not over yet.
Meanwhile, in Russia, vaccinations against COVID-19 will become mandatory for service industry workers in Moscow. The decision comes amid the largest surge of COVID-19 cases since February and a slow vaccine rollout, which has seen Moscow force some businesses to shut down for a week to contain the virus. Oksana Pisik from the University College London School of Pharmacy says more needs to be done to address vaccine hesitancy in the country.
There's very low vaccine uptake, despite the fact that Russia has 4 homegrown vaccines and was one of the first countries to make it available to people, even under some international criticism around the speed at which it was licensed. I think that was one of the factors when you look at this widespread distrust in the vaccine, paired also with the government's early stance that coronavirus wasn't particularly dangerous.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has recently announced that 18 million Russians have received the vaccine, about 12% of the population. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.